This is KCUR 89.3. The newest member of Congress from Kansas is at the center of the emerging Obamacare repeal and replace debate. Republican Roger Marshall, a doctor from Great Bend, is quick to call the health reform law a failure, but the replacement bill that he supports, which was introduced this week, is drawing fire from both constituents and health policy researchers. One part in particular is sparking spirited debate. KCUR's Jim McLean explains.
Okay, 1, 2, 3. Here we go.
Everyone was all smiles recently when Congressman Roger Marshall cut the ribbon at his new district office in Salina.
We disagree.
You had 8 years to fix it.
But things got more contentious when constituents started peppering him with questions.
Your opinion is that people support it in this country.
Questions about how the Republican replacement plan would protect sick people who often couldn't get affordable coverage before Obamacare.
What do you think about pre-existing conditions, and do you believe that whatever legislation passes, it should remain?
I would go a different direction with it. I think that high-risk pools are the answer. No. So high-risk...
You're a baby boomer. You can't be that stupid.
ma'am, I have probably forgotten more about healthcare than you know. So to call me stupid on healthcare is probably ridiculous.
High-risk pools is what I'm saying.
Among other things, Marshall and the others trying to sell the Republican plan have a rhetorical challenge. They have to reassure people that scary-sounding high-risk pools are better than the guaranteed issue provision in Obamacare, which prohibits insurance companies from denying coverage to people with pre-existing health conditions.
They do not work very well, unfortunately.
That's Jean Hall. She's a University of Kansas researcher who has written extensively about high-risk pools for several national health policy organizations. Before Obamacare, 35 states, including Kansas and Missouri, operated such pools. But Hall says a combination of high premiums, thin coverage, and enrollment limits often made them ineffective.
What we found in Kansas was that the premiums were very high and the coverage was very limited. So you have people with chronic conditions who don't have access to very comprehensive care.
Studies found that only a fraction of the people who needed high-risk pool coverage were able to afford it. Jennifer Weiser from Lawrence is one of those who couldn't.
The premiums were exorbitant at that time.
Weiser suffers from polycystic ovary syndrome, a chronic disorder that often leads to diabetes and sometimes to cancer. She says she couldn't afford regular checkups until she got an Obamacare plan. Only then did doctors discover and remove several large polyps from her colon.
And so there's a very real line for me from having insurance to being able to go to the doctor to having this found and not having colon cancer at age 36 or not being dead.
One of the aims of Obamacare was to dilute the cost of covering people with chronic health conditions by including them in as big an insurance pool as possible. But because not enough young, healthy people bought coverage in the Obamacare marketplace, the added risk forced premiums up for everybody who did. Going back to high-risk pools would once again segregate that risk. And Hall, the KU researcher, says the $100 billion the replacement bill allocates to fund the pools over 10 years won't be enough to make premiums affordable. That is, unless states also chip in millions of dollars.
That's probably what would happen, is that states would have to come up with a lot of additional funding, substantially more than that, assuming that they want to make it affordable for people, yes.
The political debate aside, it's Julie Holmes' job to be ready. She's the director of the Health and Life Division at the Kansas Insurance Department. And she says if the replacement bill that Congress passes reestablishes state high-risk pools, Kansas lawmakers could be ready to act quickly. That's because the law authorizing the state's old pool is still on the books.
So from that perspective, we're ahead of the game. A lot of states have dismantled it and maybe don't have their statutes still in place. So we wouldn't have to necessarily recreate the wheel, but it would definitely have to be reworked to fit whatever it is that comes down the pike.
Emphasis on the word whatever. Because while Republicans in Congress are united in their desire to repeal Obamacare, they're still divided on exactly how to do it. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Jim McLean.